Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up? Is it John?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
It just comes up on a 941 number. That's crazy.
Hey, oh, yeah. I called you on my landline.
That text message that came through regarding the Google verification, it says to proceed further with the email that was just sent, but I'm not receiving any emails. I don't think, not from you guys at least. I mean, I did it through the text message, so it's done.
Yeah, then you're good.
How much they want from me. I did all the red starred ones and some of the extra ones. But
you're good.
As far as workplace. Now, I didn't, but I'm not getting anything from you guys through email. Do you have the correct email?
Let me
see. USAHomeServicesLLC@gmail.com.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually getting a message back from your, when you signed up with me too. Like, we sent you the invite for the client interview tomorrow morning, and it says that the email didn't go through. So is it not plural? Like, is it just USA Home Service?
No, it's services, LLC@gmail.com.
That's the problem. There's no LLC. All right, let me update it. Good catch.
Yeah, on the email, it's LLC. On the name, I'd like to keep it off. But the technical name on paper in Florida is USA Home Services, LLC.
Gotcha. So that's the problem
with
the email,
though.
How
were you able to get the Gmail?
That's how I got the Gmail, because that one would have been long gone.
Yeah.
Well, you can't use USA Home Services at Gmail, because there's a USAHomeServices.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you would have to use @USAHomeServices.com or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But
yeah.
I snagged that one real quick. But I'm sure we'll get like a whole Gmail profile or Google profile now. And I may even be able to snag that one if it becomes available. And we might be able to integrate a
G-Suite.
Little like market over here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called G Suite. If you want to do it, you could do like whole custom emails if you want, where it's like Mike@USAHomeServicesLLC.
Yeah. It's just too much work for me right now. Let's get the money rolling, and then I can start hiring employees, and then I can start taking my time to do sales and estimates and other things and really grow the business in other ways.
Oh, yeah. We're rocking and rolling. I already sent your PIN verification letter out to the Melody Lane, and they're already working on the account, and we got that client interview ready to rock and roll in the morning.
Yeah, I just wish I noticed on my end that I wasn't receiving any emails, and I'm like,
that's a good catch. I'm happy that you called back in.
Is that the client interview at Local Splash, Jazwan Hill or whatever?
Yep, that's it. That's the client interview tech for tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, perfect. Now we're getting emails. All right, that's why people don't succeed when they have this kind of crap, because they don't catch the things and have them, you know. Everybody don't know everything. You got so many customers. If you're, you know. Like
no,
it's important
that you, the business owner is in it with us, you know what I mean?
Hey, that guy called back, and I was like, yeah, this time, man, I'm just going to have to decline. I do appreciate your time, and kept it simple. That was like the shortest conversation I think I've ever had. Well, I've read some of the reviews, and I was telling my fiancé, I said, you know, some of them are like, the sales guys were pushy, the sales guys got upset when my kid was upset, and they're pushy. But then some of the other ones was, well, when it clicked on my link, to take me to the Facebook page, it took me to a whole different contractor, and that's unacceptable. And I'm like, did you notify them? Did you tell them it was messed up? They would have jumped probably right on it, switched it back over. Like, how long did this go like this before you complained about not getting any work? Because you should have been a customer as of day one doing a search. Like, I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I'll be like, hey, go on there and see how we can how easy it is to find me within the next 2 weeks, you know? Like, how do a search. Like, find out what...
Stay proactive with it. That's the successful client, you know? When
because
you guys
even
are
though
proactive,
you guys are plugging it away, you got to have people searching it, too, and clicking on it, and that way it's linking both sides, too.
Yeah, we also just need your input. Like, in order to connect you with your ideal client, we need to be able to talk to you. We can't.
I like that you guys are on Pacific Standard Time, boy, because if for some reason, like, shit's running late and I'm hard working and busting my ass till like 5 or 6, I can still probably get a hold of you guys.
Well, we have 24/7. We have 24/7 customer service. Yeah, if you just dial the same numbers or you extension 1 instead of 544, we always have a rep available to you.
Yeah, and that works too. I mean, just during business hours for me too, you know, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, we got some guys that work like late night too. Like, we got some guys that work overnight, and it's crazy. We have all different kinds of industries from top to bottom. So it's like,
so tell them what's up. Let's start a group of this out of Sarasota. We'll get offices pumping over here, boy. You said you love Florida already. You can come bring the expertise. I'll help you stack the sales crew. and we'll just dominate a Sarasota like then we could just sell the way to everybody else.
The Google certification is the hard part, you know. Our company dispatches over $8 million to Google every month. Yeah, it's a lot.
If I can just give $8 million a month to Google is what they dispatch.
Yeah.
That's why they can put you on the front page if they want to.
Well, yeah, we're partnered with them, you know. Yeah. Our job is to just oversee that. Basically, the business owners, we basically make sure it's working for you guys, so that way you keep paying for it each month, and then Google has like a reoccurring pipeline of revenue for all of you guys. That's really what our partnership is just making sure it's working for the business owner.
Rich could blow up, but I also need like a way to blow something up that doesn't take my time through Google,
yeah.
Like something that can make money while I'm sleeping.
Well,
like,
I mean, this one's pretty much selling for you round the clock. I mean, when you're asleep, it's still going to be on the first page for people to find. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so.
I know that too, but I'm just saying in general, like, I need a product. Like,
yeah.
Other revenue sources down the road,
well,
too. Like, this is good for them.
That's like maybe do, like, Amazon. Do some sales on Amazon. You could do them international.
Yeah.
They have fulfillment by Amazon, like Amazon FBA.
Hey, if you know a good-ass shirt maker that you can plug me in with that you've met or something, let me know, because I got some really good ideas of some of
them. Well, here, I was gonna give you the side hustle
whatever.
Right here. So here's the side hustle. There's a site called Alibaba, and you can get stuff. Yeah, you know what it is, right? You can get stuff for cheap.
I never ordered from it, though, like, at all. I've ordered from, like, all the other
ones. Yeah, you just got to buy in bulk.
Like that.
Yeah, but you can
get
a bunch of shirts or whatever
for, like,
it is.
Like, the low, too. Like, you can get, like...
Because it comes from China.
For $1,000, you got to build them yourself,
what you
probably
do,
sell them for $2,700.
Yep, exactly. What you do is you create a business name on fulfillment by Amazon. It's called Amazon FBA. You buy stuff on Alibaba, and then you put it on Amazon FBA, and Amazon will ship it all out for you and do all the packaging, the shipping, and everything.
So you don't even have to house the stuff.
You don't have to have a warehouse. You don't have to sell it. You don't have to deliver it. You don't have to package it. None of that stuff. You just literally send it from Alibaba to the Amazon facility. Like, you send your order in there. They know it's yours. It'll have your name on it. And then when the clients order it, it'll literally sell it for them. You just got to get online and create the listings. But, I mean, people will buy stuff
when
you
buy the stuff
on
Alibaba up front. You pay your money. You ship it to Amazon, and it sits until it sells. But you're also marketing on Amazon yourself, knowing when they sell or not.
Yeah,
and
you're just creating the listings, and then you get notifications.
So that's how they do Prime, right? Because they know they have it sitting
already. Exactly. They have those warehouses that store it, and they package it, and they send it out.
Right. I'm about to pump Sarasota up on something sweet. Like,
yeah.
I was talking about them water balloon things, those reusable water balloons, way before they even blew up, and you could get them for like $4, and you could sell them for $14.99. I mean, not anymore.
It's Amazon FBA. If you look it up, you go on FBA, like fulfillment by Amazon. But if you go on YouTube, they have a bunch of like YouTube videos that show you how to set it up. I mean, if you guys really put in a couple hours to it, it'll make you money overnight. Like, you just got to set it up and monitor it.
It's going to take time, too.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to take a little time. But,
leave
your money
in the
Cuba, bro. Just leave the Cuba sit and don't look at it until 2040 or 2050. And trust me, we might front the Social Security. We'll actually probably get a pension if we don't.
I know. I'm worried. I think they're going to get rid of Social Security. I feel like they're going to get rid of the IRS.
If you
buy
$100 worth of Shiba right now, if you were to buy $100 worth of Shiba and it's only at like maybe 0.2, you know, 0.0002 or whatever, if it goes to 1 cent, $100 would be worth $100,000, right, babe? And if it goes to 10 cents, then it would be worth $1 million. So they're projecting 1 cent by 2040, and it could be possible of up to 10 cents by 2050. But even if it gets to 1 cent, even if it doesn't, even if you just wait till 2040 and see where it's at, even if it gets to, you know, a quarter of a cent, it's still going to be $25,000, $35,000, $40,000. You know,
man, I have a guy
bucks.
Watching my investment portfolio. I might be in on that already. I don't know.
That much already. Like,
I do.
Today on Bitcoin, when I moved to Florida, I was a broke ass, want to drink all my piggy bank, make my little bit of money, and just live life.
Could you stop
trying my best? No, I haven't. It's been 4 years now. Yeah, but you know,
you still are. I remember you telling
me
that
over 4 years.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, because I was like,
no, it might have been somebody else. No, I've been sober 4 years. No, I'm saying okay. I was like back then, yeah. So I would make a lot of money, but then I'd blow it stupidly and be impulsive. And I was telling people, buy Bitcoin for $880 and look at where it went. Like, man, even $3,000 worth of Bitcoin would have turned my life upside down.
They got whole countries operating on Bitcoin right now, actually. A lot of those guys, Russia and China, they're doing their own Bitcoin thing instead of
I know
currency.
People that bought Bitcoin at like $6 a Bitcoin.
Wow.
Back then they spent $100 and they just
$2 million plus
just off Dogecoin alone, and he never invested more than $4,000.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, it's crazy, like, it's just, you have the ability to hold it, because people will invest $100 and see it get to 2,500, and they're like, oh, we got to do this with the vehicle. No, let it sit. If it's there, where is it going to go? It's not going to go back anywhere farther. You might get to 500, but you're not going to go to $100 when it's at 2,500. You know what I mean? Like, just leave it. But we don't leave it. We always pull it, you know?
That's the hard part.
I'm just leaving mine now. Like, it is what it is. I'm kissing it goodbye. I'm not going to catch it.
I know. It's just tough when stuff pops up. That's the only thing. It's tough. Hard times come.
Like, what if it drops? What if I lose half the money that I've already
got? Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all your work, man, and I just wanted to catch that email thing, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. I already fixed it all, so you're ready to rock and roll. We're going to circle back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Yeah, so if I filled out that thing, the only thing that they sent with that text would have been the same link from Local Splash to do the Google thing, right?
Yeah, but you also, it says you haven't signed your subscription terms yet, so I'm going to resend that over to you, too,
yeah,
so that way it's right at the top. Okay, I got
you.
I'm going to send it to you now.
All right, rock on.
All right, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too, man.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.